Dick Toledo here, and I want to say thanks for downloading, streaming, and sharing everything from our Morning Sickness podcasting page. Today's podcasting content is being brought to you by Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Visit them in Scottsdale off the 101 in Indian School or online at chapmandodge.com.
The only thing better than a big truck is saving big on a big truck. A truck that'll get you anywhere you want to go and help you get stuff done. Well, guess what? At Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on every new Ram truck during the Ram Power Days. Going on now. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at chapmandodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Tuesday. It's 5:45. My name is John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan. Brett Vesley's in the chair. Big Dick Toledo doing his thing. We're off and running for another perfect, glorious day. Look, even Jeremy's on the couch. Old Gerald joined us in a little while, too.
Looking for projects.
We'll include him. Yeah, we got him building shelves and stuff. This is going to be great. I like having old Jer around. He's fun. Just before the show started, Brett had recounted a fake incident that had happened inside the building. Now, you know how you tell stories about how when somebody you either like or don't care about or whatever, and they're talking to you and stuff, and they say something, and then in your head you think something horrible, you just don't say it, and then later you tell your friends the story as if you said that thing, how great
you
that
was. You get a little
been.
Loosey-goosey yeah. on the story.
So Brett's talking to somebody who tells him this thing. And then Brett in his head goes, yeah, it's exactly what you need, pal. And then he wanders away. But he didn't actually say it. He told us that. And the word pal resonated with me in a huge way. And I don't know why it started me off this way. It makes me want Brady, who's dressed exactly like a very rich man's Bill Belichick today.
Which
I don't
is
know.
Hilarious.
It's just a form of Belichick.
It's a great look. Where did you get that horrendous thing?
I saw it at Under Armour, and I'm like, you know what? This would be good for tennis,
maybe. No, it's not. You know what reminds me of? Thomas Hearns there for a little while as a boxer used to wear suits, and he had shorts made out of the pants instead.
Nice.
He had a full suit jacket.
Yeah.
And shorts.
Looks good.
No, it doesn't. And it's the same as your short-sleeved hoodie.
I think I got to cut the V, doesn't that? Isn't that what Belichick does?
Yep. You know,
and
yeah,
he,
yeah.
Cuts the shirt.
He cuts the sleeves.
Yeah, he just
too.
Gets
yeah.
a long sleeve and
yeah.
cuts it.
You yeah. got an this actual short-sleeved
this
hoodie.
This is tailored. Yeah.
It's a Belichick. It's Belichickian.
It's kind of comfortable.
And the reason I'm trying to prod you about the shirt is because I'm about to do something to see which one makes you mad.
All right.
Nice shirt, Chief.
That one's strong.
Nice shirt, strong. Boss. Where'd you get that shirt,
that
boss?
Strong.
I'd go boss over chief.
All right.
A little
wow.
bit.
Rank them.
That's right
boss,
on the bubble.
Boss, chief, pal. What's the other ones?
Oh, man.
Ace. How about ace? We'll throw ace in the mix.
Big guy.
What?
Big guy.
Big guy.
Big guy?
Which ones bother you more when a waiter, who's just there to serve you, starts to throw those out? Pal is a huge one for me.
Is it?
Pal always sounds like you hate me.
Well, it's just kind of a dick thing to say at the end of a conversation.
Yeah, like pal is not nice.
Brenneman is big on pal, but it's a...
It's usually derogatory. Well, Brenneman's big on a few words.
Yeah, but two guys are.
You hear me giggling at that. Boy, I tell you what, Brady, I wish pal was the worst thing I said to people.
How you doing, pal?
I'm good. How are you? So pal's up there, but boss chief still strong. Ace, high.
Ace, I'll give you at least, I mean, you don't hear it too often, and it's kind of a little more
God, we
gotta
original, get you back to
fresher.
That Red Robin. I got to get
but
Brett.
Big guy just doesn't work
you don't
as
like
much
big guy.
Anymore. Well,
Admiral?
No, I wouldn't. I'll chuckle at it, but.
You know what I want? Oh, I've got so many I want to do. Because Brett and I keep wanting to take you to lunch and then
that's
tell
why
the waiter.
You fire back with just a horrendous one. Back.
Right, yeah. Well, I want somebody, I shouldn't tell you, but I have to. Like, because we want to take you to lunch and then pre-warn the waiter, like, the dude loves being called Big Red or something like that. And just, how you doing, Big Red? What can I get you?
Big Red, all right, here we go.
It is always just such disdain in your voice when a waiter calls you a thing. I never forget that Red Robin visit. I will never forget that guy coming over. And he hit Brady with a boss, and it was on. How about you? What do you need, boss?
Ah, oh, boss!
Come well, on. Your boss.
You're just not trying.
Your boss needs some. How about I get some fries there? Co-cheese.
For your boss.
Your boss needs a little sustenance. Give me another Diet Coke there, Admiral Jenkins.
It's much better to use my man.
Oh, I got you fired up. I loved it. But when Brett said pal, I thought, man, might be on the list. Pal might be. How about you, pal?
It could go either way.
I don't think I've ever heard anybody call someone pal and, like, have it be, oh, hey, what's up, pal? And immediately you feel good. Of like, I feel like you're being a dick every
Not since
time.
A 50s TV
yeah,
show
like,
or something.
Yeah, like, hey, pal, what's going on? Like, Dobie Gillis said pal. He was the last one. Yeah. Otherwise, it's not good. I'm sorry. I just had to get that out of
So is chief number one then, or is boss number one?
Like when Brett and I go to tell waiters what to call you.
Yeah.
Probably boss is up there at number one.
Wow, okay. You don't like boss the most. All right. Do you want to go to lunch today? Please. No. It's not up to me. We're going to tell the waiter
no,
to
I
do
thought
it.
You were going
to I was
in.
Not going to call you Darn. A pal or anything. Oh. I'm going to set it up to where everyone in the restaurant comes over and says something to you. And I'll have a list of them.
I'm in, pal.
All right. You got it. Kimasabi. That's a good one. Would you hate that? I think I'd laugh.
No, that's one of my firebacks.
Yeah. Commodore, Kimasabi. That's pretty solid. That is one of your comebacks.
Well, how you doing, Kimasabi?
I don't know why that makes me giggle hysterically. Another thing that makes me laugh hysterically is that CNN guy from The New Yorker jerking off on the
Tubin.
Zoom call. Jeffrey Tubin. Oh, my Lord.
Tubin on Zoom.
Tubin is jerking his crank right there on the Zoom. Now, I don't know what his Zoom call was supposed to be. Do you guys know?
No.
Well, it was two different calls he was on.
He did it twice?
Well, he was going back and forth.
What a man.
So he had his news crew and then whoever was on the other call, as I understand it.
Huh. Oh, he said, yeah. He said
he didn't realize they could hear or see it on the other one.
No one really knows. It says, though it's unclear completely exactly what went down, Tubin is now owning up to his baffling Zoom gaffe. And has issued an apology. He said, I made an embarrassingly stupid mistake believing I was off camera. Does that make it better that you're on a Zoom call and you think you're not on camera and you're jerking off away from the camera while these guys are having a meeting? Does that make that
or
better?
Or into it like you're recording it?
Or like, I got to step away at least. I got to go jerk off camera for a second. How much did you need to jerk off during that meeting?
You said you destroyed that VRBO house. Is there?
Yeah, but I wasn't in the middle of a conversation. We didn't have company.
Throw in a Zoom conversation.
Yeah, it wasn't like,
that.
Hey,
you're Zooming to your dad saying you're going to be a little late.
Yeah.
Well, hang on.
I went
back
to my dad's, you know, I had a FaceTime with my dad, and I'm like, this call's not going as well. I'm going to put the phone down over here. I'm just going to stand outside of the camera's range and just beat off for a little bit. It's just not an appropriate time. But my favorite part of people who get caught beating off publicly is this. Quote, I apologize to my wife, family, friends, and coworkers. Did he beat off in front of all of them, or are they just victims from the outside? The only people you need to apologize to are the Jeffrey, are you still? Good God, Jeffrey, what are you doing? We're talking about finances. Oh, I was just beating off. Could you guys see that? Hang on a second. Honey, sorry about that. I just got caught beating off on Zoom. You just don't tell anyone else. Why is he apologizing to his kids?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he did.
No.
He said, my family.
Yeah, the whole family.
You keep it quiet. You ask you give your friends on the Zoom a few
Deny
hundred bucks.
That. Alex, like, no, I never did that.
Exactly.
No.
But if Jeremy's on a thing and he's on a conference call with me and Tripp and Jenny Morris and I get caught beaten off on Zoom, I'm giving everybody a few bucks to never bring it up. That's it. And it's like, I'm not going to run to Megan and then I'm going to call my mom. Hey, I got caught beaten off in a meeting you weren't in. If you weren't in the meeting, I'm not apologizing to you. Now, I know he got caught and it went public and stuff, but still, the family doesn't need an apology.
But he knows if he's doing it to a bunch of news people, that story's getting out.
No, what you do is you get caught beating off on a Zoom.
Who gets to break it first?
Doesn't matter.
Meeting.
Oh, absolutely. That's the fun part. But here's the deal. You guys, let's say, catch me beating off in a fairly important meeting, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, ooh, this is going to be weird. I take a couple days off. I take Megan camping. No internet. No news. And we just hide in the woods for a little bit, and then we come back when the dust settles, because I'm not going to sit and tell her how sorry I am for the beat-off during the camera. He did appear on CNN over the weekend as well. Was not beating off. He won't be back on. It says CNN says he will not be on for a while. They don't trust him. He has to prove that he can get through an interview without jerking off. The network says it has granted him his time off while he deals with this personal dilemma. Well, if only somebody would have granted him some time off during that meeting.
Jeffrey, we've been getting a few less requests for you.
Jeffrey, we do want your opinion on some things, but we can't trust that you won't start beating off when Anderson Cooper asks you a question.
Which is totally wrong. They need to get him on there because the ratings would be through the roof.
Oh, my God. I'd watch this. The guy who can't control himself and doesn't know where he is when he's beating off, I want that to be my news anchor. That's so much better than Brian Williams lying about helicopter rides. I think this is fantastic.
Now you got to sit there. Now you got to sit there and think about those Zoom calls we had like during the pandemic. Who was beating off?
I want to have one. I'm doing Caliendo's podcast tonight, and I'm Zooming. I think I can do it without you guys even knowing.
Oh, I'm sure you can.
Oh, yeah.
I can do it facing the camera. I can do it on camera. How many people have beat off during a meeting just with their little stupid head on the Zoom?
A little hunched over.
I think I can do it. It says,
just don't hit the tabletop.
The New Yorker, the place he works, has suspended him while they investigate what happened. Well, he said what happened. We know. It's unclear what they're investigating completely. It is what it is. He's going to apologize to everybody.
Must have been a decent-sized Zoom call because you got the New Yorker and the radio staff was on there as well.
Yeah.
I thought it was like 10 others or something like that.
Yeah, there's a lot of people on there, and he just said he stepped away. What were they talking about? I need to know everything about this Zoom call.
Like with his drawers at his ankles or what? Right. I mean, you know.
Excuse me, guys. Are you going out the zipper and doing that little fold so the zipper doesn't touch the bottom of your wang and start scratching? I've done that.
I don't know what the product is, but that commercial where the guy comes out on the patio where they're meeting the couple.
Beating off?
He's in a shirt and his underwear. And he thought it was a Zoom meeting, but they're on his patio. No, this is a face-to-face.
I haven't seen that
He's got it tucked in, tidy-whitey. He comes like, hey, honey. Oh, I thought it was going to be him.
That's just a really bad Mark Kelly ad, I think.
Yeah, I think I've seen that one, too.
Yeah.
Who puts a shirt on and wears underwear on their patio?
And he tucks the shirt in.
Just a shirt and underwear?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And the socks.
My dad wears boots, underpants, and a T-shirt tucked into those said underpants. And I was at his super spreader party this weekend. Oh, it's terrible.
Sounds like a Village People video or something. It's terrible.
It looks well, and then imagine him chasing you and your girlfriend around with a gun because that happened too.
What?
Yeah, I was standing outside the front, and the girl I was kind of liking was with me, and we made some noise, and all of a sudden my Weimaraner comes running out of the front door. Like, oh, we must have been making some noise. And then there's my dad. With a 357 and a T-shirt tucked into his white tidy whities and a pair of work boots. Who's out there? It's me.
He didn't think the outfit would scare her enough. He needed the 357 to add to it.
At least it's a girl.
Let's just say.
Good night.
Yeah. Oh, thank God. Is that a woman or one of them queers with long hair like in the bands he likes to listen to? Basically, I went inside and pretended I was Jeffrey Toobin on a Zoom meeting and never saw her again. They jerk. Who's that? It's my dad.
Is he all right?
No, he's not. So I'm with at the super spreader thing. I'm hanging out with some people my dad's hunted with. And everybody up there has listened to everything I've ever said about my dad on this show. And they remembered all of it. And Carlos was there. And he goes, I've been hunting with your dad a bunch. He goes, that thing about the T-shirt and the underwear, that's true. I'm like, I didn't even remember that. He goes, I couldn't believe I saw it. I'm like, yeah, he tucks in. He tucks into his undies. It's not. But it is weird.
It's military.
But I don't think my dad's ever beat off on a meeting on the computer before. I'm going to go out on a limb and say he's never done it.
I can't say that about my dad.
Well, your dad's done it during the Cuban Revolution.
I don't know if he's ever
done it. He threw down with Castro on some sort of a weird, hey, let's combine streams.
Do you know that story, Brad?
No.
Oh, yeah, Brady's
Cuban Revolutionary.
Really? Yeah, Brady's rose-colored glasses has denied him the idea that his father's time in Cuba
summer vacations.
Was not just trips for fun. He met a mobster in Chicago and ended up in Cuba, in Havana, during the overthrow of the government by Castro.
Sounds like Godfather Part 2.
He went back the following year.
Yeah, he was in the revolution.
Yeah, that's the thing. He went back the following year.
Wow. During the mass exodus of Cubans. Because the
great rates on hotels.
Yeah, there was a full coup. There was
the best resort on the beach.
They threw everybody out.
He's like, there weren't too many guests there.
Nice little senoritas.
We had it all to ourselves.
Yes, the ladies enjoyed the senoritas. And, of course, we overthrew the government while we were there. So he's got that going for him, calm Thorpe. But never beat off on a meeting. I don't think.
No.
I don't think any of our – well, Toledo I'd ask, but, you know.
In the
yeah,
mine,
sure, maybe.
In the mine, maybe.
Yeah, maybe down in the mine guys are beating off. But
on break.
It's hard to beat off at work. Even Zoom meetings, it's tough. I wonder how many of our radio get-togethers on Zoom those Wednesdays when we were all not allowed in the building for a while.
If there was someone that just could not hold off.
My money's on Fitz.
I'm going Shannon.
Shannon would do it just to spite us. Shannon doesn't like so many people here. Yeah, Shannon's not a fan of like 9 of the people on that call, so I'm sure he's just a,
not out of 10, including himself.
Yeah, including himself. Just a spite beating.
Can you imagine Tripp catching somebody
Larry,
doing that?
Or Tripp.
Tripp might have been, yeah. This is stupid. He had another computer going the whole time. Yeah, go ahead. Larry, run the meeting. Yeah. I love you guys. It's a great station. Yeah. Did I just screen mirror big, black, beautiful women onto the Zoom? Whoops.
You did. You shared that, Tripp.
Sorry. I was beating off. Tripp wouldn't do it. He'd just tell us.
So, Brady, did you apologize to Ronnie and Kirby when you got caught vigorously masturbating to your aquarium?
That's right.
And was Kirby here then?
Kirby was not in the scene.
Kirby was about to land on the couch.
It was practice for Kirby.
Ronnie's the only one who caught Brady beating off. Did you apologize to your parents immediately? Did you call them?
I've got to call family and apologize because that's the right thing to do.
I did not.
Right. Did you apologize
because,
to the fish,
I've
Finn and Friends?
It was just all preparation. It never happened.
But still, we
caught.
All know
that
Jeffrey may not have finished. He got caught in the act. He may not have actually.
What are you
closed.
Doing in the room?
Yeah. But if his pants were down.
What are you doing up at 2 in the morning? This is my time.
Brady, is it catching Jeffrey Toobin masturbating if during the Zoom meeting he thinks he's off camera, but he's laying down napkins on the couch cushions and he's pulling his pants down? Is he being caught masturbating or not?
No.
No? Yes, he is. Come on, pal. That's a catch.
Until it's out.
It's not masturbating until the penis has been exposed. Then what's he doing?
He could be adjusting, retucking his shirt in if he is.
Right.
You know?
With napkins.
With napkins on the couch.
Napkins on the couch.
And then afterwards, going to blow his nose.
He's very, very diligent.
He's got allergies.
Why those rose colored glasses? They're huge.
Well, he's got to put them on for these. Because Ronnie came around the corner while Brady was. Fly was open. He's staring at her, and he's got napkins on the couch, staring at the fish. But you didn't apologize to anybody. Did you apologize to Ronnie?
No.
Not at all?
Sorry about the couch.
Apologize to the couch. I've never asked you. Did you go back to bed that night?
Oh, yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
You went back into the room?
Yeah.
No kidding. I don't think I could have done that. I just slept on the couch till I figured out what I've done wrong.
It was during our time of celibacy.
Huh?
What?
Oh, pre-marriage.
That's
silly. That's the dumbest thing ever.
She can't be mad at you then.
Yeah, so I had there's a little leniency there, but.
It's still weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you went back to bed.
Celibacy, but wow.
Before they got married, they stopped having sex.
For 30
Why?
Days,
Because some priest told them.
Yeah.
30 days, yeah.
What?
The
guy
proves,
was marrying a
proves
pastor.
Your conviction.
Well, no, it's similar. Yeah, I mean,
I've had friends do that before, and all of them regret it.
And sometimes therapy will do that.
Huh?
Couples therapy will say, "Hey, do you want to?" They'll recommend that, and saying, "Before we let's start working on the other parts first, and then
build up to the
but
wedding."
But prior to the 30 days,
they've been pounding.
Okay, all right. I was just going to make sure.
Yeah, well, he didn't stay that way the whole time. But I've had friends where
he said it's up to you guys. You don't have to do it.
Right. Hell no.
But if you want to do it,
Brett has made his decision.
There you go.
Well, this is not happening.
I'm like, you know what? We'll give it a whirl because the point
Ronnie was all for it. Yeah. Ronnie raised her hand and said, "Well, I've been reading a lot about
we can
celibacy.
Do 45 days. Actually,
I think we go 60. Let's postpone this meeting until a year from now."
And I did have to clarify what is exactly celibacy. It's like none. Okay, that's
and
one
then
thing.
The, and then
one
said,
time a month, is that celibacy?
Yeah. And then he said, you'll see.
You'll see.
You'll know what it is when you know it when you're having it.
Talk to me 4 years from now.
Yeah, you know what celibacy is.
I get it now. I get it. I know what celibacy is. It's another word for marriage. I get it.
Yeah, so, yeah, I have another friend who did that same thing, and he's like, man, it caused fights. All it did was make them fight.
It didn't with us too well because we, you know, you try to really concentrate on what they're talking about. put that part of the relationship on the back burner for 30 days and work on other things. But I don't know if it helped or not.
I think that's an important part of
a
relationship.
It's a huge one, yeah. And I guess when you try to build – well, my friend's thing was to build it up for their wedding night. You know, make it just so they're just in pure desire in the wedding. So his was less like in a religious kind of find out if you like each other way and more of a starve yourself. And then when you get that meal, go to town.
So your wedding night should last 30 seconds at that point because
you're going to want to pump it up a couple of times. But basically what guys do is just drain the tanks like three times a day.
So you're allowed to do that?
That you shouldn't.
On the wedding night or what?
No. But beforehand, you could beat off
the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you shouldn't have done that. Okay.
He probably, I mean,
he would recommend not doing it.
I didn't bring that up to the pastor at the time.
You're not trying to
skirt the rules a little bit. Can I,
Now, see, the funny thing is, like Jeffrey Toobin, when a pastor told me to do that, I was actually beating off while he said it. You guys should be celebrating. What are you
Father
doing?
Father Dale doesn't count.
Father Dale was beating me off.
You shouldn't have sex with him. I'll do it.
And then
if you're
like,
going to do it, call me.
Do it like this. Have another guy in a red dress come in and help you get in the hot tub. But yeah, I understand the whole build it up thing, like starve yourselves. And then once you get it back, it's like, oh my God, this is great. So then you have that memorable wedding night. The whole don't do it because it's wrong sets such a bad precedent.
And that's why it wasn't done in that way.
But I think a lot of, not you, but I think a lot of people who have religion put that sinful, nasty sex aside.
Oh, it's just like the bad luck by seeing the groom seeing bride.
Which I lean more towards that. For some reason, that's just going to sit in my head that anytime anything goes wrong, it's because of that stupid thing. Yeah, it's crazy. But if you are ever caught masturbating, always remember to call your wife, your kids, your mother, your parents. Apologize to your coworkers. The apology was fantastic.
Or we'll put you on the air here. We'll let you apologize to everybody if that's what you want.
I'll let you beat off while you apologize. I think it's great ratings. Yeah, I don't know what's missing in today's society when a guy gets caught like that. Like, the first thing I want is CNN to have a thing to talk to this. I want him. Remember Hugh Grant going on Jay Leno after he got caught with that hooker?
So what you been up to?
So what you been up to? What the hell were you thinking? Was Jay Leno's two questions. Jay Leno lost to David Letterman every night up to that show and never lost to him again. Because that's what you do. You grab that thing and you talk to the guy. And Jeffrey Toobin he's well known as far as the CNN viewers. Like, lefties love watching CNN 24 hours a day. And then they yell about how Fox people, all they do is watch Fox all day. And they're the same exact, they're mirror images of each other. And so their Toobin is their guy. He's on there. They know who he is. You'd watch in a heartbeat if the guy who just got caught beating off on a Zoom meeting was the guest. Oh, my God. I would love that.
And then you'd be mad afterwards because they never asked him anything about it.
Yeah, they just talked to him like it was normal, like a normal. You guys going to bring it up? He's just sitting on pins. It's great. Anyway, if you've got a Zoom meeting today, give it a run.
I just, you know, the thing about, of all, you have this meeting. What is it? Why couldn't it wait 30
minutes? How
important
are you to that meeting if you can just hit mute and beat off the entire meeting? Did you need to be there? It's just showing up. That's all it is. I'm trying it. And then to say, I thought I was off camera, means you weren't even there. No one cared if you were there. Go have some decency. Shut the computer off. Act like you had a glitch and take care of yourself in the other
room.
Jeffrey,
would you like to come back to the Zoom later?
I just love the idea of, Melissa, you up?
Yeah, Dad, what's up?
Can I come in?
Sure. How are you?
Not so great, Melissa. I was just on a Zoom meeting beating off and I was caught.
Why are you telling me this?
I need to apologize.
Because you're my child.
You're my little girl and I need to let you know that Daddy's very sorry. You're going to hear a lot about...
Stop it!
Yeah, about your dad and your last name's ruined forever. Lubin the Tubin and all that's coming your way. And it's Daddy's fault.
Have a great day at school.
Hand tubing. We're going to get killed on this one, and I just need to tell you how sorry I am before you get crushed.
You that girl whose dad,
Yes? Melissa Tubin, that's me. I'd like to apologize to the classroom for my dad.
Lubin the Tubin.
He said you'd say that.
My new platform, YouTubin.
What?
You awake, champ?
Yeah, Dad. What's going on?
hey, baseball practice tomorrow is going to be real tough, and here's why. Your daddy was caught beating off in a public forum. It's not good, and I just wanted to let you know.
What's that?
Sorry about that, Jack. That's going to be a tough go for you. Jack Tubin is going to be a euphemism now.
I know you're working your way out of T-ball.
Why'd you do it, Dad?
I thought it was off the camera. The meeting wasn't that important, so I thought I'd give myself a good old-fashioned beating in the middle of the day while you kids were at school.
All right, I guess I understand.
I used your shirt to wipe off. I also apologize for that, but that's secondary now.
Oh, God,
his daddy's suspended from CNN.
I starched your new jersey. Sorry.
Oh, jeez, Dad, not again.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It'll run the bases without you.
I try to get it in the armpit, so it's not, but what are you going to do? Anyway, Daddy can't be on CNN, so I'm going to be home a lot more. Probably beating off a lot more.
I called the guy at Chico's Bail Bonds. He's going to get us a new shirt.
Chico's Bail Bonds.
You and the Bears go out and win one. Daddy can't come to your games anymore. It's embarrassing. I'll watch on Zoom.
Don't, please, Dad, don't.
No, no. Mommy's setting up a camera. My side doesn't have visual, so I'll do what I want at home. Jeffrey Toobin. Love it. I apologize to my family.
Should I take some time off? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Would you guys want me back for tomorrow?
No.
Should we Zoom that? No. Jeffrey, you're off the Zoom, too. We're just going to call you on a landline if we need you, okay? Cool. I'll wait by the phone with my pants off. My family's not home all day. It's 6:11. There you go. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? 585-9800, a good one, and we'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
You were right, man! We should do this thing! 98 KUPD.
You know, some people say the only thing better than something big is saving big on that something big. It's Dick Toledo, and what's the one thing nearly everyone wants or needs to go anywhere or to help you to get stuff done? A truck. Check that. A big truck. And right now at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big during Ram Power Days on every new Ram truck. So see the big savings for yourself and visit them at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road, or simply do it all online at chapmandodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.